Dads, Lads and Kebabs. Sponsored by Ghostalware.
And now, it's Dads, Lads and Kebabs.
Boom. Good morning, good afternoon.
Boom.
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 I feel like I've toned the booms down.
You have. Good afternoon.
Before it was very, very loud
and scary.
Boom!
Yeah, but louder than that.
To the show, dads, lads, and kebabs. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to another episode of Dads, Lads, and Kebabs.
Kebabs.
That was a very professional intro.
Yeah. When was the last time you had a kebab?
Oh fuck me! Ages ago. Fucking ages ago. Do you know what I made actually last week? Just as a never made them before.
Right.
I got a recipe for a Philly cheesesteak.
Well, I've seen them on Facebook with the videos and TikTok and that.
Hence why I made it. I just kept seeing videos of them and I was like, I'm gonna have to make one. I'm gonna have to fucking make one. Got everything, all the ingredients, all the right cheese. Oh mate, it's fucking banging.
You should have took a picture now.
Those days of taking pictures of food have gone.
You took a picture of your coffee this morning, I tell you. Yeah, we had coffee this morning. We had a business meeting about today's show. So
business meeting.
Yes.
A lot of money exchanged place. We went for a lot of financial decisions. Although it's probably at some point, I should probably help start paying for fees, really, shouldn't I? For everything that goes through.
It's only been two years at like £25 a month. It's fine now.
Oh, mate.
Fucking hell. His podcast as well.
Some would say I'm winning right now. Some would say I'm winning. Wait, when's your birthday again? Soon, isn't it?
September, yeah.
September with what?
12.
Right, September the 12th. I will pay you back in full. You're getting protein shake. You're getting some right randoms. I'm going to go back all over the old episodes.
Toothpicks.
Cinnamon. Oh, you. Do you know what? I'm actually just going to do you like an Amazon shop. Just do you like an Amazon. We haven't done gift exchange in ages.
No, maybe we should do that this week.
Gift exchange.
Yeah.
Oh, we did a good Christmas one. Was good.
That was a couple of years ago, yeah. That was last Christmas. We were lucky we did one. I don't think we didn't even do a Christmas one last year, did we? We did a Christmas New Year one with Ryan, but you weren't available. Mm-hmm. You were moving and that. Yeah.
Sorry, boys, wasn't available. Anyway, you're sitting on one side. Is that because of your recent camping trip? You a bit sore?
Yeah, my bum hurts.
The boys, is it West London Paranormal?
Yeah, Mark and Rich. Yeah,
Mark and Rich. Were they a bit rough for you?
Yeah, Mark's a big bear and he hurts.
Oh, see, now, is that we had them goggles on? Just all the semen, just trying to see.
Oh yeah, cleaning my eyeballs out, giving them a good flush. Fucking dirty, aren't we? That didn't really happen, believe me.
But, How was the trip?
The camping was good, man. The original plan was to go somewhere else, but the weather, we had, was it Storm Anthony last weekend, didn't we? That's what it was. And everywhere, the whole of Britain was supposed to be flooded, rained out. And the only place that was supposed to be good was like the west. Southwest in Cornwall area was really bad. So we went just above in Somerset. Somerset, like Bristol people, like tractor people. My tractor. Down on my farm, you fucking idiot. So, right. Routine light. But yeah, we changed location to a particular place down there. And it was good. It involved camping in the woods. It was a national nature reserve or some nature reserve thing. It said no camping in the car park, but did we listen? Fuck no, because we're not doing anyone any harm. We cleared up after ourselves. We took our rubbish. So yeah, it was really good. We got there around 5 o'clock. We took some detours or some cemeteries on the way, which was quite nice. It's very humbling going around cemeteries, like some of the history there and that. We found some old war graves from like RAF bombers and that. And Rich did some research and yeah, some of them quite tragic. They were dying in like early 20s. So obviously being sent out to war, World War II, World War I.
They were younger than that, I imagine.
Yeah, just never coming back. But yeah, that was good. And we got there about 4 or 5 o'clock. Took a recce up and we set the tent up. About 6:30 we'd finished.
What did you make? What did you have for dinner?
We all got food, yeah, at Tesco beforehand. I got some flat pizzas, you know, like the little pizzas, the little fresh ones. Got one of them. I got some frozen burgers, which I'd bought beforehand. And by the time we got there, they defrosted, so that was good. Got some mini tortilla wraps, pot of mayo, obviously.
Just tipped it all in.
Yeah, and some Doritos, the fake Tesco cool original ones.
Nice.
So yeah, I cooked the pizza first, fried it on my little stove, like flip, tossing the pizza. That's quite cool. And yeah, then I cooked burgers. I've discovered burger wraps. So you get your mini tortillas, yeah. You cook your burger, bung it on, loads of mayo, then the crunched up crisps. Then you just all fold it into like a... Sorry, I'm making funny noises with the mic. Crunch it all up and just fucking eat it. Oh, simple pleasures in life. Why does it sound disgusting?
Just burger, mayo, wrap, and crunchy crisps.
And cheese.
Oh. Are you smoking weed? No, Mickey, no.
It's good, man. It's good. It was very... very nice. You're just a food snob.
No, I'm not. I'm not. Honestly, that's not being a food snob. Honestly, that's...
It's camping. Camping's fun, man.
I know that. What's wrong with a bit of campfire chili?
Rich had some meatballs in his pot. Mark had, I think, spag bol in his. I did have ravioli, but I never cooked it. So I was too full. But... yeah, we did that. We had cappuccino in there while we were there in the little cups. Fucking well, nice, man. Nice. Yeah, boil little kettle. You know, I've become addicted to camping. It's now something I want to do every month or every couple of months if I can.
Wild camping or go to a campsite.
Oh, wild camping. Yeah, just in the woods somewhere. It wouldn't be not a campsite. That's a bit boring.
I'd love to go on a hike. A hike and do like overnight hike camping. Love that.
Yeah, we could find a hill, can't we?
do you know where we could go? We could go to Pendle Hill.
I'd love to go to Pendle Hill. A bit wet up there though. But I've never been there either. It's definitely... why have I not been?
It's the Witch's Hill, man.
It is, yeah. It's definitely a place I want to go to.
Why do you think it's renowned for witchcraft?
Because Most Haunted said so. there was lots of the witches there, weren't there? The Demdike family that used to do bad shit.
Bad shit.
Bad shit.
Do you know what I don't get? The saying, flat as a witch's tit.
Because they were old and saggy. That's why.
Not all witches were old, were they? There must have been a couple of fit witches.
No. Back in the day, anything you could do, you could be accused of being a witch, witchcraft. Even men as well. They were burnt at the stake as well. But I actually, when I went to a museum in Rotherham last year, Haunted Museum, there was actually an actual physical booby from a witch, apparently. Where's my phone?
Don't show it. Don't show it.
Why?
Maybe you can't show that. That's just not nice.
It's not fresh.
Even worse.
It's not a fresh booby.
Even worse, mate. Is it flat?
It's quite. And it's been embedded, you know, with the hot iron thing where they do it with like on cattle, and it's got a W on the thing. It's like a, it's in a casing. Fucking love that. I wanted that. I'd, if I could have had like two or three items from that museum, that would be one of them that I would take.
You're sick.
No, I'm not. It's just the fact, if it's real, then fucking wow. You know?
No.
Come on. Yeah, yes. You go to a haunted museum with weird shit, weird demonic, satanic crap, and if you've got a real witch's booby there, you're going to have the booby.
To be honest, I think half of that haunted stuff you could probably find in a charity shop.
Some of it may come from a charity shop, yeah. Because it's not all fresh, it's all old stuff. If it's authentic, and it's old. It's old, man. So if you want to see that booby, it's on, I'm sure it's on my Instagram somewhere. The real Mickey York. Go have a look, people. Go look at the old witch's tit. Yeah, there's only one of me. There's only one weird fucker. And that is myself.
So, overall, good camping experience.
It was very good. Activity was good as well, so can't complain. Uh-huh. Yeah, very impressed.
Yeah. Well, my weekend activities were a little bit different to yours. Didn't go camping. Didn't go anywhere too extravagant, but we did go to Splash Landings Hotel in Alton Towers.
Splash Landings? I've never heard of that.
So it's a hotel. It's part of Alton Towers Resort.
Okay.
It's a hotel. Connected to the water park. If you haven't been, people, go. That's all I'm going to say. Is go. Because it's clean. Smells amazing. Literally, you walk in there, it smells like coconut oil and just summer.
I love that.
But when we were driving there, it was horrible. It was raining. Like, it was like, oh, this is going to be miserable. Literally, walk through the doors. We got one of those, you know, those lay things they put over you when you go to, like, Hawaiian Islands.
Oh, yeah. Round the neck.
Yeah, we got one of them.
Yeah, with flowers.
They took our bags off us, and then we was like, right, let's go to the water park. Did a few hours in the water park, come out, went to our room, chilled out, got ready for dinner, had a lovely meal, lovely burger. And then the wife had a few drinks. She was like, let's go back in the water park. I was like, I'm down for that nighttime water park. Because the water park, people, doesn't close till 10 o'clock at night. So, double water parking. We were loving
it. Did they like dim the lights and have like lit up areas under the water and that?
The water park's huge. So, they've got all different things for kids. They've got big slides. They've got lazy rivers. They've got slides that go from inside the water park to outside and then land in the pool outside. They've got outside massive hot tub thing, like hot tub pool. Awesome, freaking awesome. But they've got bars and restaurants in the water park as well. And inside the water park, it's about 30, 40 degrees. It was boiling in there, but it was lovely.
So if you want to go for a little splash and then go get a drink, you can do that in your swimming trunks or whatever, your shorts, and then have food at the restaurant in your shorts and bikini and all that shit. Oh, that's interesting.
Like you're on holiday in a water park. Yeah. But yeah, brilliant. Honestly, get the chance to go, people. It's not overly expensive, either. I'm not trying to sell it. It wasn't a sponsorship or anything like that. It was brilliant. It was really good. Really, like, nice summer activity. Loved it.
What about Alton Towers? Did you actually go into that bit or not?
Yeah, we did. We did. And do you know what I'm going to say? Is that I enjoyed the water park more than Alton Towers. I've been to Alton Towers too many times as a kid, so the magic's gone for me.
I used to go every year when it opened, two or three times a year. But I think we spoke about this before. I went last year for the first time in like 11 years with work, and I fucking shit myself in most of the rides. When you get older, you fear for your life more. You think this is a bad idea. You risk assess everything.
Uh-huh.
And you have to think, am I going to die from this? Is this going to hurt me? Is this really a good idea?
I risk assess everything now. If I'm going to jump off a wall, I think, is it doable?
Are my knees going to snap?
Am I going to be aching in the morning? That's what I ask myself. If I do this, am I going to be sore tomorrow?
Yeah. More than likely, yes.
It's a good trip, though. Really good trip. Recommend it. If you get a chance to go, go, people. It's really good. Yeah. Splash Landing Hotel. Give it a try. Stay and play.
It's something that interests me, because at the moment I don't go away on holidays. I go out for like a couple of days, like camping, ghost hunting, whatever.
Short trips.
Away trips, just little trips. So, but I've been a few places this year. I've been to York, Blackpool, Halifax, you know, lots of nice Wales, just for a couple of days. So, yeah, I think obviously you get the school holidays and you get overpriced and you get ripped off as a family. But I think if you can, you know, get a couple of days here and there, I think they can help as well. You know, just take the stress off every day-to-day life, different surroundings. I think it's important to do things like that. And I enjoy that. I have no interest in going away for a week with whatever, whoever, on a holiday. Well, give me a couple, three days, I'm good.
You go away for a week, you end up relaxing too much while you're away, and you don't do everything that you want to do because you think you've got so much time to do it in.
Yeah.
You've only got a couple of days somewhere. You're like, well, actually, do you know what? I've got an itinerary. We're going. We're going to do the things. We're going to go here, go there, eat there, come home the next day. You've had a nice night away because it's away from your normal surroundings. You've done activities, and you've come back. And it's not cost you hundreds of pounds because you wanted to stay extra days.
No, a couple of days is like the highlight reel of a week. Because you don't have time. You got to cram it all in, so you enjoy it more. I think you get more out of it, and you don't get used to being away. Like you say, you're away for a week. You have a weekend. You come back. Oh, it's work tomorrow, and then you just feel like shit. You feel depressed, and then you need another holiday to get over your holiday, which is very common with what people say.
But if you're away, you can't just take weeks and weeks off, can you?
Exactly. A couple of days. Cram everything in as quick as possible. Get as much enjoyment of it. And then when you get back to work, like a couple of days later, one day later, you're still processing it. Oh, yeah, that was good. Do you remember this bit? And then you can tell people at work and you enjoy it. You don't feel depressed because you're straight back into it. So I prefer that.
Yeah, that's why I like people that are clever about bank holidays. Like if you book a Friday off, for example, there's a bank holiday Monday, you book a Friday off. That's 4 days where you can do something. And you've only took technically one day off work.
One day off work.
Which is, you know, three nights away and you've took one day off. Friggin' brilliant idea. So, but obviously book in advance. You know what I mean? Don't leave it to the last minute. I think last minute deals that are gone. They're gone now. They don't exist anymore,
do they? It used to be lastminute.com. Do you remember? All my friends used to book holidays on them. And it's like they'd go like Spain or Benidorm or Ibiza
for like teletext
or Marbs. Teletext holidays.
Well, you'd literally have to go tomorrow. see the deal.
Yeah, but you'd get it like 80% cheaper. And it's like, wow, we're going. Pack your bag. What? I'm at work. Okay, now, yeah. But
see,
it was.
I don't think hotels don't go for that deal anymore, though. We need to sell our rooms. I think they'll go, if we haven't sold them, it's not worth cleaning them. So just leave them to tomorrow.
When I was in Blackpool earlier on in this year, the hotel had 20 odd rooms and only, I think there was 3 or 4 rooms that were taken. So my room and then two, three others. And it's like, wow, because I saw them in breakfast and I thought, wow, there's only a few of us here. Because I was away ghost hunting, and I thought, exactly. And it's like, you had to phone someone because the hotel wasn't manned. They were like, they live like across the road somewhere. So you'd ring a number. Like, they had a ring doorbell. You ring it and the woman would come over, check you in, pay for your parking or whatever. Nice. And then tells you when breakfast is the next morning. And then I think it was her husband would do breakfast. So he'd come in. And then it's like, wow, the massive, massive hotel, but there's like three or four rooms taken. It's like, how do you survive on that?
Wow.
Because it wasn't expensive. And it wasn't an Airbnb jobby either. So it wasn't like special. It was just like, can't remember how much I paid now, like £50-60 something. It's on the beach as well.
Some deals, like, you know, like that, you just got to hunt for them. They're normally at the bottom of the pile, those kind of deals. But that's the thing, like, fancy hotels for me don't do it for me anymore. They used to, and I used to think, but then you don't get anything different than you get in a Premier Inn, for example.
I love Premier Inn.
I love them.
It's clean. The beds are amazing. The food is okay. You got space. You got aircon in there. What more do you want? You got a telly. You get a little bit of coffee.
Exactly. Do you remember last year in the heat wave where people were booking into hotels just for the aircon?
I know. But it's fair enough. You can get them cheap enough. Although I wouldn't probably want to spend £50 a night just so I could sleep, maybe. I'll just buy an aircon unit over a week and be done with it. Be easier.
Yeah.
Like £250 or whatever. But it has been warm, isn't it? Fucking hell.
It's not been warm. It's got warm. We've not really had much
of weather. Yesterday it started a little bit, and then today, like, fuck you, people. We're going to melt you. So that started. And tomorrow it'll probably be raining.
Yeah. Classic. I'm going to the seaside next week. So.
Ooh, where are you going, Niall? Are you allowed to tell us?
Yes, I am going to Cromer.
Oh, that was holiday number 4 last year for you, wasn't it? If I remember rightly.
Yeah, it all went downhill practically.
He's found his level. Cromer.
And now this year, I think after all the expenses of last year, and, you know, holidays, getting married, wedding, buying a house.
We're just
going to Cromer this year.
To be fair, you're lucky you've got that, to be honest, I think.
Oh, I can't wait. So, yeah, I can stay in this hotel, and the rooms literally just look out to the sea. Oh, it's lovely.
That's nice. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Proper old school haunted hotel as well. You'd fucking love it.
Hey, what are you on about? I'm coming, mate. I'll be your driver.
Don't bring your goggles, mate.
He's obsessed with my goggles.
Oh, mate. What was the deal with him?
You got to give some context, Niall. It was from my ghost hunt in Somerset, wasn't it?
My ghost hunt in Somerset. What was the deal?
Somerset. If I've got them here, I can show you, yeah? Do you want me to show you them? For the listeners and the people watching.
If you want. I mean, if you want. Show would you me goggles, Mickey.
Would you like that?
Watch him not being here now.
I know, this is it. It's where he's lost them. This is where he's got wiped semen off them.
They are here, yeah.
There they are, in their case and everything. Proper weird shit. Right, here we go. Proper steampunk, aren't they?
Yeah, they're designed by a man in America, and they're called Delco goggles.
Right.
And basically, you use it with an experiment. So you've got anyone who does paranormal investigation, the Estes method. So what it is, you have a spirit box with headphones like this. So you can't hear anything in the room apart from what's coming through the spirit box into your ears. And then the other people in the room will ask the questions, and hopefully you'll be able to give your responses from spirit. But obviously you don't know what the people are asking. Normally you wear a blindfold and obviously headphones. But this is to replace the blindfold. But it does actually glow red.
Yeah, you can see it. Oh yeah, right. Okay, it makes a bleeping noise.
Right. Yeah, it's got like a humming noise. But what it's said to do, because red light is obviously the spirit light, it's said that you can see images if you're using them for long enough. And also it sort of puts you in a meditative state. So like a sort of trance to help with spirit communication. And apparently, I've not seen the footage yet. Obviously, we filmed everything. My experiment with these was like Mark and Rich were having a conversation. It wasn't me, it was a spirit. So the answers were amazing, apparently. Everything that corresponded what was happening, what they were asking. So obviously I couldn't hear what they were saying. So yeah, that's the first time. Oh. I think I am the first person in England that's used them, I believe. I've not seen them anywhere. So I've made sure I've posted everywhere that I've definitely using them.
Definitely not in the catalogue.
No, I have seen them. Other people that I know have purchased them now. I think they're on the way. But yeah, they're very, you know, it's a good idea, good experiment. Something else. It looks good visually as well. And if it does help, then, you know, you just got to try new things. So yeah, it's good. Look like big flies, big fly eyeballs.
You did.
Yeah, look freaky as well, didn't it?
Yeah, in the picture, you were just basically like...
One of them, I looked zoned out, didn't it? I was like, oh.
Yeah, you looked zoned out.
My face looked... Here we go.
Do you know on the Inbetweeners movie where Jay gets caught having a wank with swimming goggles on?
What, with ham? Wanking with ham? Slices of ham with the snorkel and the goggles. Yeah. Not quite that level.
Tell me you love me.
I love you, Mickey.
Oh, do you not have one of them stickman cameras?
SLS, yeah, I have, yeah.
Do they work?
Yeah, but they're very... You have to have them static, really. I've got a portable one that you move around with a handle, an all-in-case unit you just hold. But it will track depths. Say, on the curtain, you've got deeper bits and bits that are more closer. That's shit English, but I don't care. And it will map the deep parts of a curtain or a door frame, a chair, anything like that. It will map a person because it sees depth in it. So what it does, it sort of makes up for the gaps. So when you watch them on telly and that, if it's picking up anything like that, that's on that sort of surface, it's just like, yeah, no. I don't, they're good, but I don't really use mine anymore, to be fair. Should really sell it, get some money.
was it nice to get out, though, and sort of get away with the lads and sort of do a bit of filming?
We were filming. I was at Mark's house at 8:15 in the morning, and then we went to get Rich around the corner. So we had a few hours. Obviously, we didn't get there till like 4 or 5 o'clock. So we were doing a lot of fucking about, as boys do, like going to get in shops and, you know, no, you're so gay. We had like a fight with Tesco baskets in the shop while we were getting food and that. That's what Niall does when he goes away with the lads.
The camping trip,
yeah. What really happened. So yeah, we had a good laugh many times. We were pissing ourselves laughing. And it was nice to have that again. Because obviously I used to go out a lot with the boys, go hunting and that. I've not done that for a long time.
Yeah, it's good. Nice.
And for whatever reasons. And it's nice just to fuck about and have a laugh and enjoy company. Like, you know, it was good. Really good. And I needed that thing. It was nice.
It's weird, isn't it? Like, you know, you don't have to be a drinker. Or you don't have to be a party animal to go out. Or you know, you get so many. You get groups of lads that go hiking now. Or you get groups of lads that go, right, we're going to climb this hill or this mountain this weekend. I think that's fucking awesome. You know, get out there, have a laugh, like just have fun.
Exactly.
Don't spend hundreds of pounds on a, you know, fucking boozed up weekend. Get out there and have fun and just...
I have no interest whatsoever in drinking. Why people... You've got nothing to show for your weekend. You got hangover for 2 days. You've spewed everywhere. You've pissed all your money up the wall. You've run out... You've emptied your bank balance. For what? And you acted like a twat. You've probably been slapped by some random bird. You know, you've had a row with your missus because you're a dick the next day because you're not helping. And it's like, what is the fucking point? What is the point of that lifestyle? Mm-hmm. I mean, I know young people think it's fun and good. And I did the same when I was younger. But, nah, it's not for
there's
me.
More to life. There's more out there, though, isn't there? There's so much more out there that people don't understand that. Like we just said, little trips away, little experiences, trying something new, going to your next town that you've never been to.
Yeah.
Just explore. Have fun with it. Explore. It's brilliant.
I think we should plan a trip to Wales next year at Zip World on them go-karts down the mountain. I've done them before. Fucking awesome.
I would love to do Zip World. I'd love to do it. My...
What would you do? Would you do the quarry carts down the mountain like that?
Oh, the thing, yeah.
Yeah, when your go-kart hasn't got brakes, fucking quality.
My, that's the thing, because I'm getting older, the adrenaline in my head is saying, no, you're going to be scared to do all this shit soon, so if you want to do a skydive, do it. Because I did tell you I did a skydive. I did an indoor skydive.
No.
So, yeah. Couple,
what, escape? MK.
A couple of weeks ago, I did an indoor skydive. Fucking loved it.
How does it keep that quiet? We film podcasts every week.
It's just everything. It's been so busy. It's summer holidays. So basically, I'll run through this top and bottom bit. Our plan for this week's holiday was not just to do, like we explained, one holiday over 10 days and then basically have nothing else left to do because we spent a load of money on holiday.
Just
to do tiny, tiny little trips. Days out throughout summer. The first one was the first Friday was to go skydiving, and I loved it, fucking loved it. But it made me want to do it for real. It fucking something in me was like, I want to do this. I was like, and I want to do the training so I can do my first one as a tandem, and then I want to do it on my own. I want to do it on my own so bad.
See, that is the total opposite to me. When I did the indoor skydive, I fucking hated it. I couldn't breathe because the air was so fast up my nose and my mouth. Fell on my head, which is virtually impossible. I was upside down on my head, and it's like, wow, hit the bouncy bit. Then I went the second time with somebody, and it was a present for them, so I thought, fuck it, I'll go along just for because they loved it. And I'm like, all right then. Fucking hate it again. Fucking shit myself. No, I couldn't. It looks amazing. You know when they do that, the trainer does a little bit beforehand, and they're like, whew, whew. It's like, oh my God, you're amazed. It's like you're fucking flying. And I couldn't do that.
The problem is, to me, I was like, this is boring. I loved it, don't get me wrong, but I was like, this is boring.
It's like 2 minutes at a time, isn't it? You get two goes. Not even that.
Yeah, you get two goes, and it's literally like you're up there for 30 seconds. Like, I was like, no, I want to do it on my own, out of a plane.
Nah, fuck that.
Just to fucking do it. Just to experience that feeling of this is it, like you're either dead or you're not.
See, the thing is, if I did it, it would be the fucking best thing I've ever done in my life, and the adrenaline, the buzz, and I'll be so happy. I'd be getting off my tits on that adrenaline, that feeling for days. But you'd never get me up there in the first place because I'm so scared. I'd be in the plane as you go, the little fucking rickety plane. He's fucking going up there, and then they open the door, and then you have to scooch along with your tandem man, and then they make you stand on the edge, and you have to look up, and then you just fucking lean forward, and it's like, well, you'd have to fucking push me. There's no I would literally be so quiet, I'd be fucking dripping with sweat, and I'd probably have shit coming out my ass while I was in that plane. I would be so scared, and my heart would probably die. Like, I'd have a heart attack or something. Oh, yeah, I'd be so scared. Or not, you know.
Or
just don't go.
Honestly, so much in me at the moment. I don't know, like I said, if it's this age where I'm at now, where I just want to do more shit like that. Like, I had this thought the other night. I was like, right, this is it. This is the year. Or obviously ending of this year, starting next year. I was like, that's it. I'm getting a sleeve. I'm getting a sleeve tattoo. I want it. I've always wanted it. I'm fucking doing it.
Do it, Niall. I did it.
Blank heart. blank arm. I've got tattoos everywhere else. But I was like,
on his penis.
No. It's a Crayola pencil.
Oh, is it? Oh, sorry. I thought you liked that.
I just want to do. I was just fucking being reckless, man. I want to do all the shit that I want to do.
Do you think you've got your midlife crisis early?
Oh no, because I'm not. Do you know what I mean? I'm not trying to overspend on. That's the thing. If I get a sleeve when I'm 40, everyone's like, "Oh, you're in a midlife crisis." So
you got to get it at 35.
What I think I'm going to do is, I think I'm just going to do small bit by bit.
That's all I did.
Do you know? So many people go in and go, right, I want a pocket watch here, and then I want, you know,
the clouds,
and then I want obviously like a quote, and then do you know what I mean? A couple of swallows and a butterfly,
and a knight with a sword, and the Joker at the bottom, and Mr. Bean.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, Mr. Bean. Oh yeah, the Joker and all that. Fucking hell, no. Do you think tattoo wise? Do you think, oh, fucking hell, someone asked me for a pocket watch and stuff?
They probably get them a lot. To be fair, It's normally like some sort of sentimental value, isn't it? pocket watch. But no, I don't think I would do. I think I would change my sleeves if I could now. I wouldn't have them how I've had them, but because I've seen some amazing sleeves, and I suppose I could incorporate that into mine if I could change again, which obviously I can't. But
I don't regret them. Torso covered.
My chest is, and one side.
And so would you not have all that filled up?
Like, on my boobie, and then this side.
Would you have it filled?
But I'm getting something here. Filled in what sense?
Right, would you have your complete torso filled?
No. I used to want quotes on my ribs if I got skinny and I was like 4 stone lighter and kept it off, but it's never.
Otherwise, it would just feel like elongated words. It'd be like, wow!
So I don't know. I wouldn't know. I just want something up. I think this would be. I've got a tattoo voucher that I've had for a while, and it's still sitting there. And I think this will be probably maybe my last, not my last tattoo, but the top half and finished. I just want something here, really, to fill the gap that I've got filled here. But I'm obviously working on my legs, so leg work, leg tattoos.
He's working on his legs. He's been shaving them and everything, tanning them, shaving them.
Yeah, I shaved my balls the other day with that new razor. I didn't bleed, yay. And I've used crop preserver and the ball toner, so that's quite good. It's quite interesting.
Did you get a review? Did you get a reply?
No, I didn't. I left a review on Amazon, even though I didn't buy it from Amazon. So
did you upload the picture?
No, because they wouldn't let me. Because even though I edited it, it was obviously still genitalia, as it were, as in half a bollock. But was it on Amazon? Bollock. Yeah, I got a message saying, "Oh, thank you so much for your." Where was it? Let's have a look. Thank you so much for your review, and I'm like, "Fucking hell! I'm sure you're not really."
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, my review is live. But can you see it? I just don't know if. I suppose you'd have to find it, wouldn't you?
You'd have to go and find it.
And then see if other people have. I did it on just the razor itself, to be fair. Right. Because rather than the package, because I don't think you can get the package in there. But let me just see if anybody. If anybody's commented on my reviews, because people do that, don't they? They comment and was this helpful, etc. Let's have a look at customer reviews. I'm sure they're reviewing. I titled it "Lots of Blood."
Anyway, people, how's it? How's everyone's trimming going? Is everyone still enjoying their trimming, their weekly trim? I haven't had a trim in a little while, actually. I've gone for a bit of a French goatee sort of length at the moment. Have you not noticed that Tash is gone?
Oh yeah, what's that about? What are you doing?
So basically, I had a fuck up like we all do when it comes to self trimming.
You did that the other week as well. You don't learn.
I've realized I can't do the trimming myself. What?
So someone called Lakey put of their title "Bleeding Ball Bag Avoid." Cut me badly after seeing the video showing it touching a balloon and not popping. I was impressed, so I bought it. Cheaper versions have cut my balls less. Total waste of money.
Told you guys, Veep for Men. Get it, buy it.
It is. Yeah.
Way forward. Cheaper. You just wash it away.
Sit on the toilet. Dangle your balls. Good.
Oh, sit there. Sit on your phone for 5 minutes. Just let it soak in. Jump in the shower. Wash it all off.
There you go. There's my one. Yeah, lots of blood. Do you want me to read my review?
Go for it. Let's hear it, people. Everyone wants to hear it, don't you guys?
Lots of blood. I finally gave in and purchased the amazing Lawnmower 4.0. Well, I wish I hadn't. Within the first 5 minutes of shaving, I had cut my sack 3 times, and the third time drew lots of blood. I would upload the photo, but it would make you sick. I will definitely not be using this and returning if possible. This is not fit for purpose and scares me just thinking about having a new haircut downstairs. Do not buy.
You sound like such a Karen.
But there's so many 1 stars. Cut my balls. Do not buy it. It's like, wow.
Cut my balls.
Get my balls clean off.
Oh, God. Oh, don't.
It's scary just thinking of that.
I won't do it. I won't trim with a trimmer anymore. Purely for that. I remember once doing it with an actual razor, like a Bic. With a Bic. Yeah, like a proper.
That's worse than what I did.
Do you know what I did? I went sideways.
You didn't go up, was that?
No, so do you know, like the razor's like flat there? So I went across. So I literally went like that and made a slit. I was like,
why do we do that? It's got to be the worst thing to ever do is cut your ball bag. Mm. It's just the thought of it. It's like when you're young and you used to buy the Africa roll-ons and you stick them in between the ball bag and your bumhole just to see what it's like. And it's like, it's so painful. No. It's so painful. Alcohol on your gooch.
Yeah, but did you ever use that?
Why?
Do you remember original sauce shower gel?
The mint one. Oh, mint tea tree. I was just talking about that today to somebody because it's a bit, the Manscaped stuff is a bit tingly. It's similar to that, but it's not bad. And it smells quite nice. But yeah, why anyone would ever buy that for your downstairs regions? That mint one should be banned.
It's funny though. You get older, you start taking care of your body more by all this. Do you know what I mean? Because when I was younger, I didn't do all the stuff that I do now. Like, I have a skincare routine. Yeah. I trim. You know what I mean? Like, I've got face scrub, face wash. I've got retinol, which is supposed to stop me fucking looking like a ball sack. I've got
under your eyes. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, I use all of it. Every night, morning and night. Do you know what I mean? Like, I have a proper routine. I'm brushing my teeth 3 times a day for 3 minutes at a time. Like, all these things. And I'm not saying I fucking didn't brush my teeth when I was younger, but I didn't have a skincare routine. I literally just washed my face and put some cream on. That was it. Now, I'm doing all this shit. Fucking beard oil, beard comb, beard brush, hair brush. Do you know what I mean? Fucking, I've got my wash.
Ball brush.
Yeah, oh God. My wash bag, honestly, it's about the same size as the wife's when we go away. Because I've fucking got to take loads of shit with me.
It's because it's thought of that it's good to look after yourself. Why can't men feel good about themselves? Being smart, looking good, smelling good, being clean. Whereas before, men were dirty and women were the lovely, you know, sexy ones. Men are disgusting and horrible and smelly. But now the men take, I think, more care of themselves than the women.
Bit of personal hygiene, honestly.
Exactly. I mean, who ever thought of ball deodorant? I mean, really?
Oh, God. Talc. I use talc as well, but it's men's Yardley talc. It smells lovely after a shower.
They still make talc?
Yeah.
Apparently, that's not good on certain people because you breathe it in or something. What is that?
Yeah. Neither is a bacon sandwich any good for you or fucking.
Yeah. We got it banned in. Get it banned in care. From how because of that. Yeah.
Oh God, do you know what I mean? There's always some Diet Coke's bad for you now, though. Apparently.
That's why I have Pepsi Max. Yeah. Other drinks are available.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I like having a bit of pride in myself now, though. I love smelling good, though. For me, smelling is a no-go. Like, you have to smell good. Just make yourself smell good. I've got a new obsession. Can I tell you my new obsession?
Please do.
So, again, Niall and TikTok shop should not be allowed. So, I would say, well, how many have I bought now? I've bought 5 altogether. I've bought 5 bottles of aftershave.
Ah, your Arab aftershaves. Arabic. You spoke about last week.
I've bought 3. I've bought 3 in the past 2 weeks. 3 more. It's fucking ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I'm going to...
You smell like the desert.
No. These are the nicest smelling aftershaves I've ever smelled. And like I told you, I spend...
Spices. Woo!
I spend loads of money on aftershaves. But honestly, these fucking aftershaves, I keep falling for them. I see like guys doing lives and they're like, oh yeah, or people do reviews on them, and I'm like, okay, so I'm blind buying it just because of someone's review, and then I get it and I'm like, fuck me, fucking love it.
Hi.
Every day
good.
I'm like,
that's good,
like today. But they're pretty much, I would say they're dupes, but they're like Arabian scents, but they're definitely dupes of big high-end brands. I'm going to say that. Like, copies of, like, really expensive aftershave.
I'd buy them, things like that. From a woman I've spoke to on Facebook, I get mine from her.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like those.
Yeah.
But
the numbers.
Like,
These are real products.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I'll get them all. Next video, I'll bring them all down because they're in big fancy boxes, and I'm talking big fancy boxes, like velvet inside, big proper fancy bottles. But do you know, like, they have them in this, like, say if you went to, I don't know, the Bullring or Westfield, and they have like these stalls in the middle of like the shopping
centers.
I know you have like perfumery stores.
Yeah.
They sell them all there. Like, they're all over London and that sort of stuff. But they're so much cheaper on TikTok. If you go to the actual website, they cost a couple hundred quid for some of them.
Yes.
But I buy it all. I buy it fucking all. I bought something. When did I buy something? I bought a... I'm a kid. I'll get it.
Niall, why can't we pay our mortgage this month? Oh, sorry, love. I've been on TikTok shop.
Pretty much, honestly. Pretty much.
I've been buying all these smells. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Right.
Okay, here we go. We're going to have a sneak peek of something. Did he run?
So this was Monday's. This was Monday's purchase. So this is supposed to be 30 quid. I paid 7 quid off TikTok shop.
Oh, Yankee Candle. That's not deodorant.
This is a Yankee.
Looks nice, though. Sleep diffuser kit. Ooh.
Look at this. I haven't opened it yet. But sleep diffuser kit. It's supposed to be 30 quid. I paid 7 quid for it.
Do an unboxing now, live on the episode. Come on.
Should we do an unboxing?
Open it.
Should we do it?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, there's no better time to do it.
Okay. Tick carefully. It. Make it look nice. Does that have a flavour then, or do you add stuff to that one?
No,
diffuser, is that a liquid one with oils?
Okay, so yeah, so this, let me read it, fucking hell, man. Sleepy candles, sleep diffuser kit. With right. Mortis diffuser technology, sleep good, feel good, peaceful dreams, creates a relaxing atmosphere. Mess free, easy to use, refill included. 30 nights it lasts for, and then you can buy the refills.
Right.
Okay. Instructions on the back. So £7 I paid for this off TikTok shop. Fucking addicted.
So. Oh, can't go wrong with £7, can you, really?
It's fucking massive. It's fucking huge.
Oh, I see, yeah. I've used them.
Yeah.
The top probably comes off. You put water in it.
Yeah, you put the canister in, you put the cartridge in it.
Oh, I see. Oh, nice. Oh, okay, it's not what I thought then. Ah, yeah.
So this is
that's cool.
Sleep diffuser refill. Peaceful dreams.
Cuckoo.
Play ball.
Right, Cuckoo so, corner.
So far, we've got this. And this, it goes on. This weighs a ton. This is metal. It's fucking heavy as shit. I've got this refill that goes in. I'd imagine you have to buy these after 30 days because.
Yeah.
There's a big box.
So that's basically a 30 day dose there, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, it's a plug. You've got to plug it in.
Yeah, you have to plug it in, yeah.
Yeah, but. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, most of them are plug-in, like wall mains.
£7. You know, I haven't got a plug around me, otherwise I'd plug it in. But that's going to be used tonight.
So you don't have to use water with that, no?
No, it's waterless, so...
Oh, so you just fill the canister up?
No, yeah, that, you literally... Just
that middle section in, that you showed us, yeah. Yeah.
It clips in, you take the lid off, it clips in.
And then it'll
put it over, and then you've got settings there.
However often you want it.
Yeah, so level 1, 2, and 3. And
it'll probably light up.
Two hours, well. 4 hours, or 8 hours. Yeah, it does. It goes in different colours. Look at that. I told you.
I suppose if it's just for night time, to help you sleep, you probably only want it for like 7 hours, I suppose.
Couple of hours, really.
Couple of hours, yeah. Once to get you off to sleep, and then... So you put it on
an hour before you went to bed, an hour after you've gone to bed. You're good.
Some room or yeah, probably nice 2 hours a night.
Yeah, fucking hell, man. I told you.
So what flavour is that? Does it say? What flavour? What smell mean?
It's just called Pleasant Dreams, but you can buy four different... There's Calm Night, Pleasant Dreams, Starry Slumber. There's three different scents.
They all sound appealing, to be fair. They all sound quite good. Quite like that. So, when are you going to use it now?
Tonight. Fucking tonight. Ooh. I'm going to put it on in a bit.
We're going to have our review next week. Oh, how did you sleep? I smell good.
Oh, I love smells. I have to have everything that smells.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got those kind of diffusers around the house where you put oil in them, like scented oils, and they smell nice. I've got loads of actual reed diffusers, got plug-ins.
I don't really like them. I think they don't smell much at all. I've had them before in this room, and they don't smell really.
You got flipping sticks.
I know you do. Yeah, I know that. Yeah, but
like,
yeah,
I just like nice smells. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I've got free air. Like Airwick sprays in here and a Fabulosa spray as well. So I've got fucking loads. Throughout the night, it goes all fucking night. It's like every 36 minutes. It's like, oh my God.
Look at us, man. Fucking middle aged fucking blokes. And we're talking about nice smells and skincare.
And grooming, yeah.
Times have changed, boys. I tell you. It's not all cocaine and prostitutes, snorting cocaine and prostitutes tits for us.
No. Unfortunately.
Oh, God. Yeah, I know. No. Got to make do with Yankee Candle.
Sense. Yankee Candle is the way forward, I think, yeah. It's a lot more safer.
I do like do you know what I'm feeling? And I'm going to say it towards the end of the podcast.
Feeling good. Seeing,
I've been seeing the odd TikTok slipping through, and it's getting me, it's drawing me to say, just bring on winter. Bring on cold nights.
Hoodies, coats, hats, beanie hats, all for sale, people.
I want all the leaves. I want autumn to come. I want the leaves.
Autumn is my favourite time, I think.
Oh, God. I want to start prepping for Halloween, get our decorations up, and then the big Christmas, man. Fucking love Christmas. Fucking love it.
Ho, ho, ho.
It's weird, yeah. Isn't it? Mid-August, and I'm thinking, nah, bring on the winter. I'm ready for it now.
I think people are just sick of fucking summer. I hate the summer, to be fair. It's too hot most of the time. I like sunshine, but I don't want to dissolve when I'm walking around. That's why I like spring or autumn.
It's not even that. It's just, if you were going to have a summer, you'd like to have a summer where you have all these nice days in a row and you can plan stuff. Here, you can't really plan anything. Like, you'll think, oh, we'll go for a picnic tomorrow. We're going for a picnic. The weather says it's going to be scorching. We're going to go out. We'll have a nice day. Wake up, raining.
July's been the wettest July for many years, hasn't it, that we've just had? Crazy weather. Near enough every day it's rained, which is very weird.
And I don't mind it. I don't mind the rain at all.
No, it's still warm.
When you've got kids to entertain and...
Yeah, it's difficult, isn't it? Stuff,
it's fucking like... There's only so many times you can go bowling or fucking cinema or climbing.
Or anything that costs money, anyway.
Yeah. All the good stuff's outside and it doesn't cost anything.
Exactly.
Or hardly anything.
Just for parking a lot of the time. That's all you have to pay for these places.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
But obviously if the weather's shit, you don't really want to go and get muddy and soaked, do you? And cold and wet. So, nah, it's not the one. No.
Oh, what a nice little episode this has been.
It's been fucking lovely, bruv. Fucking lovely. I like.
Do you know what? On that note, people, thanks for joining us on the episode.
Thank you so much.
It's been a nice little pleasant episode. Not, you know, last week was Q&A. This week's just a little free flow. Nice. We like these episodes because we just get chances just to talk and just basically do what we want to do. And you guys enjoy listening. So thanks for joining us. Like we said last week, people, if anyone wants to come on the show or if anyone has got anything they want to ask us, just drop us a line. We'll be happy to talk.
We've had a couple of messages that are a bit controversial story-wise, which we might not be able to... What? Huh?
You can name names.
No, I think you've read one of them because it was already read on our inbox on Instagram. And I hadn't opened it, and it was already read. So that one might be a bit difficult to talk about.
A bit PG.
But yeah, thank you anyway for your stories so far. Keep them coming in.
Have a nice evening, everybody. Have a good day. Have a good morning. Enjoy yourself. Look after yourself and enjoy your life. Go and get it. Deuces.
Fuckers.
The Dads, Lads and Kebabs podcast is available to listen and download on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Podbean, and all other podcast platforms.